This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, November 6. Sitting down to dinner. Our reading comes from Leviticus chapter 7. These are the regulations for the fellowship offering anyone may present to the Lord. If they offer it as an expression of thankfulness, then along with this thank offering, they are to offer thick loaves made without yeast and without olive oil mixed in, thin loaves made without yeast and brushed with oil, and thick loaves of the finest flour, well kneaded and with oil mixed in. Along with their fellowship offering of thanksgiving, they are to present an offering with thick loaves of bread made with yeast. They are to bring one of each kind as an offering, a contribution to the Lord. It belongs to the priest who splashes the blood of the fellowship offering against the altar. The meat of their fellowship offering of thanksgiving must be eaten on the day it is offered. They must leave none of it till morning. When my daughter graduated from basic training for the U.S. Army, our family traveled to South Carolina to celebrate with her. Having eaten only Army food for 3 months, she was eager to try some of the famous local barbecue options. Friends who lived nearby recommended a restaurant, and when we opened the door, we took in the mouth-watering aromas of pork and beef, slow-cooked for hours. I think the Lord's tabernacle must have smelled like that. Bulls, sheep, and birds were constantly being offered and burned on the altar. And when a family brought an offering with thanks, they were also to bring loaves of bread and oil. The food was shared with the priests so that they could eat too, and everyone was mindful that God Himself was enjoying the same meal. In ancient Israel, sharing a meal was a way to nurture relationships with one another. And in South Carolina, we talked and laughed as friends and family enjoyed pulled pork, ribs, and smoked brisket. Is your relationship with Christ as personal and intimate as a shared meal with close friends? Some of us imagine God as being cold and aloof, but God invites us to the intimacy of a dinner table. One of the places we experience this most clearly is at the Lord's table, when Jesus Himself feasts with us and deepens our relationship with Him and His church. May we deepen the fellowship we enjoy with God in Christ. Pray with me. Lord God, thank you for inviting us to feast and enjoy fellowship with you. Nourish us in your grace and deepen our relationship with you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.